Here's how the power struggle in Venezuela looks this week. An opposition leader who was declared interim president plans a week of mass protests. The United States is backing his campaign to replace the longtime president Nicolas Maduro. NPR's Philip Reeves says both sides are courting Venezuela's security forces.
No president in Venezuela can keep power without the support of the armed forces. Nicolas Maduro knows that. So far, his generals appear loyal. Maduro's working to ensure it stays that way.
Nadie respeta a los débiles, a los cobardes, a los traidores.
By rallying his troops in person. Maduro went to a military base yesterday, west of Caracas. His forces paraded their Russian-made arms and fired some tank shells into a hillside, just for show.
Ustedes son golpistas.
Do you support a coup? Maduro asks them. No, President, the soldiers reply. The coup Maduro has in mind is one that he says is masterminded by the United States. Last week, opposition leader Juan Guaido declared himself Venezuela's interim president. The US and much of the Western Hemisphere at once recognized him, arguing that Maduro's presidency is illegitimate because he rigged his re-election. Then everyone waited to see if Maduro would fall. He's still there. A duel for power is underway, focusing on Venezuela's military.
En el mensaje de las Fuerzas Armadas, quiero insistir en el mensaje a la familia militar.
Guaido is taking the fight to the streets by holding rallies with a message for the armed forces. Abandon Maduro and we'll offer you amnesty. Venezuela's National Assembly, which Guaido heads, passed a law laying out how this works. His supporters yesterday went around the streets handing out copies of this law to soldiers and police. People posted videos of them on social media. Though it's unconfirmed if they're authentic, several videos appear to show National Guardsmen accepting the pieces of paper and setting fire to them. Yet Guaido's supporters believe Maduro's military support is fracturing.
Hay militares de base que no están con él.
In the lower ranks, says opposition activist Maria Jimenez. Guaido's had one success. Venezuela's defense attaché in Washington is now on his side. Guaido is also targeting civil servants and the judiciary, offering them possible amnesty too. Judges in Maduro's Venezuela are particularly important, says Alfredo Romero.
Imagine that the judiciary are like soldiers of the regime, and actually is being used, the judiciary system, as a weapon for political persecution.
Romero knows Venezuela's judiciary well. He's director of the human rights group Foro Penal in Venezuela. Romero says he spends a lot of time in front of judges trying to persuade them to release detainees. His organization says the security forces detained more than 800 people last week, mostly in poor areas. Romero believes as Venezuela's political crisis unfolds, its judiciary is playing a waiting game.
There is not a possibility of Maduro leaving power. They will keep the way they are.
However, says Romero,
if there is a risk of Maduro leaving power and a risk for them to also lose power, they will think about ways to exit.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Caracas.